everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings Podcast. This week, I'm introducing you to Julia Marie, and she's actually had quite an interesting life. Julia describes herself as just like you, just like me, just like all of us. She had a plan for her life, and she was willing to go the distance. She was a translator in the men's shirt department of an upscale store in Wiesbaden, Germany, and she was 18 years old. She had other non-traditional jobs like driving heavy equipment in the fields of California, and she was an airman. Her job was to fix big airplanes. But you know how we have these plans for our lives, these ideas of what we think life is going to look like? Well, for Julia Marie, it all kind of turned on its head. About 30 years ago, she had what is now called a spiritually transformative experience that unfolded over multiple months. And while she did not understand what was going on at first, and has kind of taken the following years to unpack it and understand it, she really has become this person who is here to help other people heal, to help other people understand their lives, and to help us transition, and to help all of us as human beings understand where humanity is heading. On her website, she says, we can choose the safe, we can choose the familiar, we can choose the known, or we can follow the whisper of our soul's longing. Julia chose to listen to the voice within, and she let go of the safety and security of the material world, and she has never once looked back. So now, here's my very next interview with Julia Marie.
And he said that when I put my hands on his back, the pain that he'd been in all day with the migraine instantly went away. That's why he wanted another appointment. And then he said, over the next few weeks, he started feeling so much better. He went to the doctor and asked the doctor to take x-rays because he was able to walk and not no more pain in his back. And so the doctor took x-rays, looked at the x-rays, and sent him back down for another set. And then Ray came back with the second set of x-rays, and that's when the doctor said, Ray, what have you been doing? There's no earthly way your spine should be regenerated.
Rest of my podcast is I ask every guest, have you ever, I mean, this is such a ridiculous question with you because I'm like, of course she's had 10,000 of these, but have you ever experienced something that was magical or miraculous? You know, something inexplicable. It can be more than one thing. You've already shared something that you'd like to share with my guests, any event in your life that stands out as particularly beautiful or powerful for you.
When I was first awakened and my guidance was to sell my house and my law practice and only work for the voice that I was hearing, I'll admit, I said, okay, God, if this is what you want me to do with my life, and at the time it was primarily with the healing work, I said, well, if you wouldn't mind, sometime in this period, I would like to be made aware of a miracle level healing that was delivered through me to someone. So I put that out to the universe and let it go. And it was maybe 15 or 20 years later in Harrison, Arkansas, when I had an experience with a man who had really bad back trouble. He couldn't stand up straight. He couldn't even lift a cup of coffee without pain. And you know, again, long story short, it's one of the ones that's in the book. I at a gathering, had the opportunity to ask him. His name was Ray. I said, Ray, can I put my hands on you? I said, before I do, I want to let you know that Jesus is my man, because I could tell this was one of those, I was in the Bible Belt, so pretty safe to assume that he was probably on the Jesus train. Okay. So I said, Jesus is my man. And so I just want you to know that that's the place that I work from when I'm working with that kind of intent. And so 10 minutes, I put my hands on his back. They got hot as fire. I made a sound into his back because that's what I was guided to do. And then went to leave. And he, as soon as I was finished with him, we were in a gathering. There were other people there. It was a gathering of healers. He jumped up and went out, and somebody else went out after him. And then it was like, okay, we're done. We're closing up the gathering now. I went to leave, and he kind of is standing in front of me, and I'm trying to go around him. You know how you kind of dance in the door? And he said, I want to make another appointment. I want to make another appointment with you. I said, well, I'm leaving town for like six weeks. I'll call you when I get back. And according to him later, I guess that night, God came to him and said, why do you need to make another appointment? I sent you your deliverer. Why don't you just accept your miracle? And so he said, okay. Now, I didn't learn this until like about 2 months after this experience. And so I'm back off the road in my house thinking, oh, I got to call that Ray guy, because I remember he wanted another appointment. And seriously, knock, 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 knock. And I went to the door, and there he's standing there. And I'm looking, okay, why are you here? And I look out, and there's his pickup truck with a trailer that has a riding lawnmower on it. Because Ray was the kind of a guy that would go mow the old lady's lawn or bring people food. He was always trying to do kind things for his neighbors, okay? That's just who he was. And he said, well, I just came to thank you for my healing. And then he started, and I kind of zoned out. But then he started talking about what happened. And I said, what did you say? And then I dragged him in the house and put a tape in my tape recorder. That's how long ago this was. And said, would you mind repeating that? So somewhere I have a tape of his story. And he said that when I put my hands on his back, the pain that he'd been in all day with the migraine instantly went away. That's why he wanted another appointment. And I thought, well, that was a blessing that he got, you know, that his pain went away. And then he said, over the next few weeks, he started feeling so much better. He went to the doctor and asked the doctor to take x-rays because he was able to walk and not no more pain in his back. And so the doctor took x-rays, looked at the x-rays, and sent him back down for another set. And then Ray came back with the second set of x-rays. And that's when the doctor said, Ray, what have you been doing? There's no earthly way your spine should be regenerated. The lower three discs of his back, the lower three vertebrae, were he was in line for the surgery with the rods and all of that stuff. And he really didn't want it. And so 10 minutes of energy flow to him. Him accepting the miracle from God, because I didn't, I'm just the delivery system. I didn't do the healing. And I always make that clear to people. I'd rather call myself a facilitator. I use healer in my literature just because that's what people understand, but I'm a facilitator. And that's how I see my part in the process. And so he basically said, you know, the doctor said something miraculous was happening. And shortly after the visit to the doctor, Ray got really sick. Now, Ray was a smoker. So like there was a period of time where he would go to sleep at night and like his sheets would be black. And I feel like it was the body flushing the toxins out. And the doctor made house calls to get him through whatever this flu-like thing was. I believe it was a healing crisis. But I wasn't there to tell him, and he wasn't, you know, he didn't have my phone number to call me. So he went through that process all on his own, but eventually he came out the other side. And as far as I know, lived a happy, healthy life. And for the rest of the time I lived in his town, Ray would try and drag people to me. And I tried to tell him, look, you can't force somebody to accept. They have to want it. I can't That's not for me to do. But he tried anyway, bless his heart. I say that in a good Southern way, because he just wanted other people to experience what he'd experienced. And somewhere in that hospital are X-ray. There are actual records that show a degenerated spine and then a regenerated spine. And to me, that was my miracle that I'd asked for. I asked for a genuine miracle that somehow was proven. And that's what Spirit gave me.
There's several things that I love about your story. One is the idea that we can ask for these things, but they come in the time that they're allotted. It doesn't mean it's going to happen in 5 minutes or even tomorrow or in a month. It's going to come in the time that it's supposed to come. So, you know, us in our technology-driven world expecting instant results, that's not how this works. The other thing I think that's really important to say, and I'm so grateful that you brought it up, is about the healing crisis. And, you know, it's not as if you did this work with Ray and instantly, oh my gosh, he's skipping around the room. He's doing jumping jacks. There is, you know, there's a longer process for some people that unfolds over time, because something that's so ingrained or so just in the body like that, deeply in the body, it takes time, and the body has multiple layers to shed. And so would you mind speaking about what a healing crisis is and what it kind of can look like, I guess?
Well, I would say in general, I say anybody that gets any energy work done, know that you're shifting the vibration of your vehicle is what's happening. And so it's going to respond some kind of way. And it may need to release something, or it seeks equilibrium. It's going to want to try and balance itself out. So what people call healing crises is actually the body just trying to adjust to the rearrangement of the frequencies in the vehicle itself. So I always say, be gentle with yourself. Don't freak out. And for Ray, it was really extreme, because I believe the level of the healing that he got. I mean, his body regenerated bone.
And I think also, and you can disagree with me, of course, that the other thing that's really fascinating and I think really important for any healing to get done is the person receiving has to be open to it, but also really intentional about desiring it and wanting that healing to happen.
Well, again, we got to be careful what we ask for, because if I say, please give me a healing, does that mean I may be intending I want a physical healing, but what I get is a spiritual one? So let's just be clear. Somebody may come to me for a physical healing, but the type of healing they receive is not a physical one. I always say, I'm the conduit. I'm delivering the energy to you that whatever it is your soul is asked to receive, to work with in whatever way it feels is appropriate. I never send any kind of healing to anybody who hasn't asked me for it. I don't feel like that's appropriate. So the universe doesn't respond unless we talk to it, unless we ask for it. So we have to always remember to ask. And in the same way, I believe, well, if the universe isn't going to do stuff for me without me asking, I'm not going to do stuff for people without them asking me.
Absolutely. And what I really love about what you just said is that you brought us full circle back to be careful what you wish for. Words to live by.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this wonderful interview with Julia Marie, and there will be a link to her book, Signals from My Soul, A Spiritual Memoir of Awakening, which I did read and I could not put down. Well, there will be a link in the episode's show notes. As well, there will be a link to her website so you can do a deeper dive on just who this human is and the work she's doing in the world. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and thank you each and every one of you who have left ratings or written a little review. Those ratings and reviews help other people find this little work of mine. If you haven't yet done so, please do consider hitting 5 stars, because what else is this podcast worth except 5 stars wherever you find the podcast? Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Julia Marie. Be brave in the face of change. Embrace the change, knowing that it's another adventure that you are being asked to undertake. It's another invitation to co-create and participate in this wild universe that we live in. So be like Julia Marie, be brave and embrace the adventure. And I'm pretty sure that one day you will look at where you're at and you'll look at how far you have come, and you will just fall more and more in love with life and what is unfolding every single day around each and every one of us.